study sesh part two slash filling in the time that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Leah Sendler.
I am filling in for Bernadette Russo. I am Becca Mitchell.
And together we are actually filling in for a certain someone who apparently does not want to be named. But you know who you are if you're listening. I really hope we do you justice tonight. We have a really packed schedule of things that we want to cover tonight. We spent an entire 36 hours, not even 24, full 36 hours of us being awake.
48.
Really? Did I just pass out for like
I think you did.
12 of them? Or how many hours is the difference between 48 and 36? This is where I am mentally, is I just could not do basic math. But regardless of that fact, we spent many hours, many brain cells, trying to figure out what we're going to be talking about tonight. First on the agenda, Becca, would you like to share?
I would love to share. So tonight, we're going to be talking about something pretty interesting, and that is something you may not have heard of before, eggs.
See, I think what you meant to say there was eggs.
No, I fully mean egg.
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 Sorry. For all of you people out there who've never spoken to Becca in person, Becca believes that the proper pronunciation of the calcified object that leaves a bird's whatever hole there is called an egg. So
what I'd
tonight
like to
we're
going to
be discussing that.
No, but what I would love to point out right now, you think eggs only come from birds? Can we discuss
No.
this? I would love it.
I definitely did not say that. That is totally not the impression I had for like 5 seconds in my head when I was thinking about the sentence that was going to come out of my mouth.
Did you like forget about like turtles?
I definitely did. You know, for a period of time there, I think the only animal that existed in my brain was anything that had feathers.
Mm.
You know, penguins, chickens.
Yeah, dinosaurs could have had feathers.
You're so right. Actually, I think they didn't they?
Laid eggs. That's another type
did?
Of eggs, you guys.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we should just continue on the roll.
We have two eggs that we have named. Let's move on to the next one. I'm thinking shark eggs. Have y'all ever seen those before?
You know, according to the leader of the aquarium place where I went when I was in like second grade at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, they were called like mermaid purses because they look like little purses, you know.
This is how the internet describes a shark egg for those who have not seen them before. At first glance, it looks like a swampy green husk.
A swampy green husk. That's how my mom describes my personality.
Oh.
A swampy green husk of a person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mother loves me.
This is not giving any information.
Are you still looking at... I mean, we can just make up the information ourselves. For instance, did you know that shark eggs, when you put them under UV light, they are rainbow? Did you know that, Becca?
I think you're lying.
No, I'm fully truthing right now.
Interesting.
Only truth is coming from me right
UV
now.
UV light?
Yeah.
Just normal light?
Mm-hmm. See, the issue with that, though, is that the shark then will become, like, radioactive, but it's totally worth it because rainbows. So,
right.
You know, right. I think I'm willing to sacrifice the entire shark population for that.
Absolutely. Shark eggs are encased in a leathery, watertight shell designed to keep baby in and predators out. How hot is that?
That's so sexy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight.
What is another type of egg, Leah?
A quail egg. Have you ever seen one of those?
Those are like those little itty bitty.
The little ones that some weirdos like to buy and eat because they just want to feel like I can imagine.
It's just too small.
Right? I feel like it's the same thing with like those little teacups. If you hold a little teacup, you feel like a giant. It's the same thing with like a quail egg, you know? Like you just get it
put
in your hand and it's like, ah, look, this tiny little egg in my hand.
You have to use like four of them to.
So many eggs.
Use a real.
Four is such a big number.
Equal like a chicken egg.
And that leads us to our next type of egg, Becca.
We already discussed chicken eggs. Oh, we
did not.
Birds in general.
Yeah.
Let's get into chicken
eggs. I think we should get into chicken eggs.
They can be different colors.
They can. They can have spots on them.
They can be white or like an orangey tan.
Or they can have salmonella.
Yes.
You know, and fun fact. It's really exciting. My older sister actually had salmonella when she was like 4 because my mom would go to the farmer's market for farm fresh eggs. And then my mom just like gave salmonella to my older sister. And ever since then, my mother refuses to buy eggs from a farmer's market. So now we just get them from like, I don't know, Costco or something.
That's so cute.
Which is so much against my morals of, you know, right. I would not want to support a corporate entity like Costco. But their eggs be pretty fire, so.
No, exactly. And I'm so sorry for any of our listeners if you hear me sniffling or coughing. It's because I'm currently dying of
the frat flu.
Like the plague from like the medieval ages. Like she came back and just hit me.
The black plague? Do you mean the bubonic plague?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? There's another plague that I didn't know. Or maybe
I'm thinking of the yellow fever, because that was my favorite book when I was in 7th grade.
Oh my god, I read that and didn't finish it, because I just did not know what was going on.
I loved that book. I read it multiple times. I don't know why I liked it.
You know, on the topic of interesting diseases, I know that there was this one like crazy plague that also happened in the medieval times, but it wasn't an actual plague. It was like a dancing fever. And allegedly, there was like this village that just started dancing and they would not stop, to the point where people would drop down dead because they were dancing for so long. And I just think about how, if that happened here, what kind of dancing would people do?
Are we speaking about the dancing plague of 1518?
I think we are, in fact, speaking about the dancing
epidemic of 1518 in Strasbourg, Alsace, which is modern-day France.
Fascinating. Tell me more, Becca.
Somewhere between 50 and 400 people took to dancing for days.
For days, guys. That's so long.
What in the world?
But this... what kind of dance do you think they were doing? Do you think it was some like...
How did they dance back then?
A little bit of... I'm just imagining what it would look like now. And all I can imagine is just like a sweaty high school freshman homecoming floor of just like...
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. This was also thought to have occurred in the medieval age, including 11th century. Like, this is 1518.
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty recent in terms of history.
Only a couple hundred years. That's fine.
Yeah.
Close enough.
And simply, so some girly in 15th century Italy was bit by a tarantula.
They have tarantulas in Italy?
And, like, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
And the venom made her dance convulsively. So the only way to cure the bite was to shimmy and to have the right sort of musical available.
Wow.
And this was an accepted remedy by, like, scholars.
That's one of the things that I find so fascinating about humans, is that at one point we were just so, like, incapable about processing the world that we just came up with the silliest things to do with our time.
I mean, back then it was like, oh, the devil. But like now we've kind of, the modern theories to explain this dancing plague was like food poisoning. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they ate some fungi, which grows on rye and other grains. And then it's structurally related to LSD.
Do you mean psilocybin, Becca?
No, I'm talking about ergotamine.
Psilocybin, I believe, is derived from that in some way.
Interesting. Well, this is coming from ergo fungi.
That's so cool.
So they were all just like...
just stoned out of their goddamn minds. You know what's... have you ever heard of the stoned ape theory by any chance?
No.
Oh my gosh. I think this is one of my favorite... I think the cool thing about, like, scientists are on the outside, everyone's like, oh my god, they're so serious. And then you get things like the stoned ape theory, which essentially says that the way that humans gained consciousness is that we were somewhere, you know, deep in the throes of Africa, just walking around, doing our ape things. And then one of our forefathers was like, ah, mushroom in a pool of feces. Let me eat that. Ate it. Psych, it was psilocybin. And then brain just made so many new connections. This man just figured out all the secrets of the universe to the extent that his brain could. And this is like, I'm not kidding. This is a legitimate theory of how humans became conscious. Is just like some monkey man ate some mushrooms and was like, I figured it all out.
This is the stoned ape hypothesis.
So
from a
little fun fact Terrence for you guys out
McKenna.
There. That man.
That's very interesting.
That man is my idol.
Speaking of weird science theories.
Please tell me more.
There's also the, let me think of what it's actually called. Is it this one? No, that's different. Hold on. It has something to
holding
do with
on.
Crabs.
Crabs?
Yes.
Not like
so
the,
this is the,
yeah.
This is carcinization, which is... any of my Bio 111 besties are gonna know when I say convergent evolution, this is something fun. but this is a thing where like species that are not related, like form into, like evolve into a crab-like form from a non-crab-like form. So this is like, it's basically positing that, like, the crabs are the ultimate, like, evolutionary design.
I want to be a crab. Are you kidding?
Like, this is, like, there are, it's...
Humans think that we think that we're on top of the world, and all the crabs sitting there are just waiting for our downfall, just to take
it's
over.
It's one of the many attempts of nature to evolve a crab. Like... It's,
what?
There's like, multiple, it is believed to have occurred independently in at least 5 groups of decapod crustaceans.
I love the words that you're saying right now, Becca. I don't know what any of them meant, but it just sounded so magical. And I want you to tell me so much more about how crabs are the ultimate form of life on planet Earth.
Wait, what is a true crab, then? Because this is saying that...
Truth doesn't exist, Becca. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is saying
about.
That, like, king crabs are in fact not true crabs.
You know, when you boil lobsters, they scream. I don't know if you know this. I just remembered crustaceans and about how they can scream. I'll let you sit in that uncomfortable silence now.
Interesting. What about the coconut crab?
Ooh. Oh, the coconut crabs are terrifying.
What in the world is that?
You know, the theory goes, our friend Amelia Earhart.
Pounds.
Remember our friend Amelia Earhart?
I was obsessed with Amelia Earhart in
so,
elementary school.
The theory is that...
she landed in Japan.
But that she was, like, consumed by coconut crabs.
What?
Look it up. I'm not kidding.
I haven't heard that one.
This is dead serious. They couldn't find... like where she ended up, but then on this like remote island they found like bones, but they were scattered all over the island, and the only explanation was that it was like these massive crabs had just carried
it. But they're not that big.
But
they're simply 9 pounds.
But
that's not huge. They're just the size of a coconut.
I know, but
I mean, like,
this
they're
is
terrifying looking. They look like a mix of lobsters and also like spiders, but like a crab. No, I hate
please
it.
please give us more sound effects.
It looks like an insect. Like, it looks like a wasp. Mm-hmm. like so we're gonna ignore that evolution is a thing, and
doesn't exist
we're gonna
in this room.
Assume that some omnipotent god said I'm gonna create every organism on Earth from my brain.
Correct.
And this is basically, he just took, like, an ant and was like, let's give it giant claws, make it really big, make it a decapod, and just go crazy.
Go crazy.
Make it...
Go stupid.
Nine
All
pounds.
Of it.
Oh, it's huge. Oh my God.
You were gaslighting me into believing that I just was completely mistaken.
9 pounds doesn't seem like a lot.
My dog died was 9 pounds. No, he was overweight. He actually was more than nine pounds. But he was supposed to be 9 pounds and then he died. So
that's not that heavy to me. I'm thinking of like a little 10 pound weight. But their leg span? More than 3 feet.
Wait, what? Show me.
Like, actually. Because that would be... But they don't actually... Yeah. But, like, if you completely, like, spread those out...
That's horrifying. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because of that. Thank you, Becca, for fueling my insomnia further.
Why are they disgusting?
You're disgusting.
Conservation status? Vulnerable. Oh, I care about them.
Hypocrite.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, How dare you?
No, I fully did in... third grade? No. In third or fourth grade, I did a presentation on Amelia Earhart. It was probably, was it fifth grade? One of the grades. Anyways, I dressed up as her because we had this thing.
I did this too.
With Amelia Earhart?
I was Rachel Carson. I did a whole thing about Silent Spring.
Oh my God. No, I was Amelia Earhart and I had a whole like presentation thing and then we dressed up as all of like our characters. Somebody did JK Rowling. I feel bad for her now.
Oh no. She's probably like just regretting all of her choices. She's just sitting somewhere with a cigarette in her hand like, God, why did I do that?
No, but like, coconut crab. I dressed up as her. I was so obsessed with her. I was like, how crazy is this?
So crazy. I just remember standing up there with my little binoculars. Being like, I'm Rachel Carson. I wrote Silent Spring. Don't use pesticides. It kills the birds.
Okay.
Did you know that Rachel Carson might have been a queer woman?
Oh, she definitely was.
Definitely was.
What do you mean? She was an environmental scientist. She was like one of the first environmental scientists.
I mean, I wouldn't say that like automatically makes her... Anyways,
but
regardless,
I think 100%, yeah. Okay, coconut crabs do not eat people. They very rarely attack people, but if they feel threatened, they'll display aggressive behavior. But they're not an aggressive crab. So that makes me think that possibly the... What do they eat? Do coconut crabs smell blood?
We're asking all the very important questions that are on all of your minds to all the zero people listening to this right now. I really, for a second, was like, did I turn the microphone on?
Can you imagine?
That would be very embarrassing. Let's see. I wonder if the mysterious person who's supposed to be doing the show is listening. Sir, are you out there?
Can you imagine? Give us
an indication that you're listening to this right now.
Text one of us if you're listening.
Yeah, actually, please.
Wait, hold on. I received a text. Ben Kitson is currently listening.
Oh my God, Ben Kitson! What do you think of the show so far?
He said, killing it on the radio.
Amazing. So glad to hear it.
I love our listeners.
Our single listener.
No, according to Icecast, we have two listeners.
Icecast?
Yeah, like
what is Icecast?
Shows you all of the listeners and everything.
What? Who's the other listener?
I don't know.
Is it your dad, Becca?
No, he didn't read my text.
Oh no. If you're the mysterious listener out there,
we love you.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Please anonymously reach out to one of us.
Yes, I would really like to know.
We'd love something cryptic and wild.
You could definitely send us, like, a scavenger hunt to figure out who you are.
Oh my God, I'd love that. I was about to say, like, a toe, but, like...
A toe? You want a picture of a toe?
No, like, I was thinking Criminal Minds...
Oh, like to send a physical toe.
Like an actual,
in a box.
Like, anonymous cryptic message would be, like, a human toe in a box.
I mean, would you prefer that this person sends, like, their physical toe or somebody else's physical toe?
I don't want to see anybody's toes.
You just said you wanted a toe, Becca.
I don't like toes.
You're confusing our listener. How are they going to know?
This isn't confusing at all.
I'm actually very curious who this person is.
Their keen olfactory senses drawing them to the smell of blood. Do they eat cats?
You know, apparently, my neurobiology professor was telling us about how there is a very large reservoir of COVID-19 in this country that has not been addressed. Do you want to guess?
Deer.
They found that almost 40%...
COVID-19? Yeah, because it's zoonotic.
But 40% of the deer in this country currently have COVID.
Because it's zoonotic. It's normally like an equine disease.
No, but see, the question isn't do deer have COVID, or even like if they can have COVID. Uh-huh. It's how are the deer getting COVID? Who is coughing on the deer and giving them coronavirus?
I mean, okay.
I blame the hunters. That's okay. Just my take on it.
I think it's the hunters, because we know that COVID-19 can be carried by other organisms.
In bodily fluids.
Bats. And so it could be that there was a bird or something that was all up in New York City and got all covered all the little like germs that are floating in the air in New York City. And then it like
just
flew
like
into the
took a little dump on a deer.
Upstate New York.
Right near Westchester.
Like, put some little feces out into the universe. It went into, and then a deer ate the grass that was where that feces was. Boom, COVID-19.
See, my issue with that, though, is that viruses
can't survive that long
so, but without a host.
Here's my question. Are we sure it's COVID-19 in specific or just a coronavirus?
No, it's COVID-19. Like,
interesting.
She was literally just like, no one knows how these deer are getting COVID. Interesting. We just know that it's like in all the deer. So.
Yeah.
Don't eat any venison for a while. Just be careful.
Anyways.
Well, I know you don't. But to all of our two listeners out there, if you are fans of venison, please don't. Just... You don't want the deer cooties
at
all.
No, but maybe you do.
I mean, if you do want to, you be my guest, but I would not do that myself.
So, coconut crabs eat fleshy fruits mostly.
What nuts. Kind? Does this count as like mangoes or
it
like peaches?
Particularly.
Do they have a favorite fruit? Maybe our favorite fruits are the same.
Species of flowering plant? That's not a fleshy fruit.
You're a fleshy fruit,
Becca. Like a palm thing. A tropical plant. And these are all the, like, they're only listing the scientific names. And so I'm not even going to try to speak Latin. You know who can speak Latin? Ethan Schwartz.
Oh my God, Ethan. Maybe Ethan Schwartz is our mystery listener.
Oh, he definitely is not.
Aw, so sad. Well, Ethan Schwartz, if you're out there and you speak Latin... Please tell me how to say a yo mama joke in Latin. That I would just really like to know how to execute such a thing.
Oh, I actually was given
I'm about to fall out this chair. Just sitting on the edge.
I was given a request
I'm on the edge.
To speak about something tonight. But maybe it should wait for tomorrow night. When we have the host of the show that should be occurring.
Wait, no,
right
please,
now.
No, let's talk now.
Let's talk about it now and bring it up tomorrow as well.
I'm down.
We're going to talk about, do women deserve rights?
You know, I think that is a really full question that is filled with so much nuance, and I can't wait to talk about it more tomorrow. I feel like Larry... Oh, sorry. not the name. I did not just say the name of the person. I feel like the person who is going to be speaking to us tomorrow night is going to have a lot of words to say about women and rights, because he or they or she or somebody... that feels wrong. Is actually majoring in women and gender studies and minoring in metaphysical chemistry. And we'll have so many thoughts about the rights that women should have. For instance, I think a right that women should have
is
the ability to drive cars, but only on on the British side.
Just straight into like, oncoming traffic.
I think that women should have the option to just be on the other side and make it everybody else's problem. We should totally, because, you know, sometimes you're driving and there's no one on the other side.
Exactly.
And there's so much traffic in the direction that you're trying to go. And you're just looking at the other side and like, boy, if I had the right, as a woman, to drive on the side of the road.
So I'm going to take a different perspective on this. I'm going to jump from a different, never mind. I almost feel like women don't deserve women don't deserve rights. And I'm almost thinking,
let's unpack that as a woman, Becca.
I'm almost thinking,
woman to woman here.
Here we go. Period products, right? They're always saying, let's make them cheaper, let's make them free.
But see, and but that's not how, like, capitalism works.
Do we as women deserve that?
No.
And I'm thinking, I'm saying,
I mean,
no.
We could just hold it in,
do you
right?
know what they should
obviously
be? More expensive. You know what I mean?
Let's break down the reasons why, shall we? I'll let you start
supply
with that one.
Supply and demand.
Oh yes, my favorite topic.
If you make them more expensive, they'll stop using them.
And then they'll stop having periods. I think you just solved the world's greatest problem.
Crisis.
It took us a couple thousand years, but
if you don't test for it, it's not there.
Ah, yes. That is the mentality that some institutions choose to have, don't
Indeed.
They?
Indeed. It's very much
what is that policy that Bill Clinton had about homosexuality in the army?
Which one? There were probably a lot of them.
I forgot what it was called, but I know exactly what I'm thinking of.
Interesting.
It's the, say nothing, see nothing.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what it's
called. Tell me what it's called.
I don't remember. But here's... going back to women and the
going back to eggs
that they don't deserve.
We just got full circle, didn't we?
Oh my god, women have eggs.
Oh my god.
And
this is totally unscripted. Sorry, this was completely scripted.
They bleed them out.
They do, yeah. Not us. We're not women. But they do.
But that's why they don't deserve rights.
Yeah.
Because why?
I mean, why would you have eggs? Why not have
But why not just not?
Yeah. I mean, personally, we're going to get a little deep in here, but...
Oh, let's do it.
I think we're fine where we are. Why do we need more humans?
No,
I think...
Yeah, exactly.
2050, I think, is a good cutoff.
That they...
Women can't have thoughts, but let's say if they could have thoughts.
Exactly. Women thinking that they, have so much power because they can create life.
That's a lie.
I'm thinking... But who helps you create that life?
Yeah, obviously.
You know what I'm saying? You couldn't do it by yourself. You needed a man.
I mean, except you could. But we're not talking about that.
But
about the fact that it's, totally...
Science.
Yeah.
We don't trust
totally fake.
Science that benefits
is like,
women.
Yeah, or science that's, actually real. But
no, exactly.
It's fine.
No, so I'm saying, you can't make a baby without the man there.
You're so right.
It's almost like maybe... He's the one responsible.
He has all... He suffers the most in the situation,
exactly.
If you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she has to carry it for 9 months. And, she has to go through labor and all of that. But,
and
he has to deal with that.
You know, and it's not like, the woman totally doesn't, lose calcium in her teeth or lose hair or, just her entire being is completely changed after human exits her body.
True.
I know.
Because, and you know what, too?
I mean, do you know how hard it is to hold somebody's hand when they're giving birth? Do you know how much
right.
that hurts?
Do you know how
that's
emotionally
so painful.
Draining it is?
Yeah.
Oh, here we have a little idea from a viewer.
Is this a new viewer? Do we have more viewers now?
So, we were asked to speak on the 19th Amendment. What are your thoughts on the 19th Amendment? If you can't remember the 19th Amendment, you don't respect women. And
wait, is it the
so
right to vote?
Valid.
It's the right to vote. It's the right to
I
vote.
I support not knowing what that one is.
It's the right to vote.
It is the right. It's women's
I was,
right to vote.
At first,
women's
I thought
suffrage.
It was prohibition, but then I was like, that is not prohibition.
No, this is after. I think prohibition was not an amendment. So
no, it was because in the 21st Amendment, like
wait, the 17th or 17th Amendment.
If you were the person who wrote down the 19th, can you please
17th?
Check?
17th? No, the 19th Amendment is 100% women's suffrage.
Mm. See, the word in there is the suffer.
The 17th Amendment is that. It's direct election of U.S. senators.
Oh. So what's the one that was like, alcohol can't happen, and then they were like, actually...
Oh, it's the 18th Amendment.
I knew it.
And then the 19th Amendment came right after because they were like, ugh, women. But anyway, so here's what I'm saying. Women shouldn't think.
Mm.
Women should stay home in the kitchen, taking care of their children.
Making the food, specifically sandwiches.
Exactly.
Only on white bread.
Not reading books.
Mm, no.
They should not know how to read or write.
Mm.
Those are things for men.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that we are...
Unless they want to write little, like, poetry, little notes. Right. Or if they want to write, like, a little note to their neighbor Susie and be like, Susie, what do I put in this pot roast tonight?
But she can walk over there and do that herself.
But see, you know but her, I mean? But her fragile little lady legs, you know.
You're so right. Her fragile little lady legs. It can't make it all the way. A little walk outside.
No. She absolutely cannot. Those steps, have you seen those? And the heels that her husband makes her wear? Absolutely not.
But can you imagine the calves?
The calves on that woman must be
there
on her
massive.
Little fragile lady
she just
legs.
She feels every single day.
Every day.
But that's because she is a woman and that's what she deserves. Because
her husband is number one and she has to look good for him.
I think the best.
Oh, you're thinking?
Time.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that, Becca.
I'm not
as
thinking.
A woman.
I'm being used right now.
Yeah, there's a man, just in case you can't see into the room right now, we're actually just puppets, and there is a very smart man behind each of us who's controlling every movement.
And the man behind me right now is Ethan Schwartz.
Of course it is. Ethan, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
He can't say anything because simply I am the puppet, and he's just an evil demon using my body to make words. But he says hi.
Hello to you, too.
He also said he wants to conquer the whole world.
Haven't you already done that as a man, though?
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I can't.
You've already established this. You've done this.
But simply, I think the best time in terms of the history of just the United States.
Mm.
Do you remember the nuclear family idea?
I do so well.
Do you remember, like, the 50s?
I remember it so... It's, like, yesterday, as
How
if I was living
those?
During that time.
How great...
So great.
...were those times?
I really liked...
There were no issues.
There were none. I liked just not recognizing racism.
Yeah.
Or any of the That's issues going around part. In the world at all.
I love
blind patriotism.
100%.
Having as many
when
children as possible.
When we get into the 60s, my favorite part, war.
All the time. Literally, what, did you have a favorite war?
Mine's the Vietnam War.
Oh my God. I would say, I think my favorite one is the Cold War.
Ooh.
Just because I like cold, you know, like reminds me of like a nice little cold lemonade, Cold War, you know, for just... No one died. Like, it was fine.
No.
I mean, people were definitely traumatized.
Yeah.
But,
no, but
it's not
out.
Important.
Vietnam War.
Mm.
It's so... It was... Okay, here we go.
It was colorful, too. Like, no, they had Agent Orange. Orange is one of my favorite colors. I mean, if you can look past the fact that people still are developing cancer from the government's use of Agent Orange. Sorry, we're not allowed to talk about the government on air, actually. So I'm gonna redact that.
This is a hypothetical scenario.
In an alternate universe
occurred
in which
universe.
We live in a country called the ASU.
Mm-hmm. And there is a country called the Nam Viet. And there are...
I think maybe we're being controlled by the same puppet man or puppeteer.
It's just
Ethan Schwartz.
And there are a group of people who, in this universe, in this alternate universe, communists still exist.
Yes.
So consider in this country of Nam Viet, there are communists there.
There are.
Right?
Yeah.
And the ASU, Arizona State University, is very against communism.
Yeah.
And so they send their soldiers to Nam Viet and just murder everyone.
I know, right?
And it's okay. Because you know what?
What, Becca?
No women were involved in that war.
No, they weren't.
It went so well.
I know. Because, you know, if women are in power, they're going to start all the wars.
Exactly.
Except for the fact...
flow.
Yeah. Ugh, but see, without it, the wars will happen, but they'll be good. See, the difference between a woman starting a war and a man starting a war is that men wars are good. Women wars would be so bad. Thankfully, none of the wars have been started by women.
No, that is a true statement. No war has ever been started by a female in power. And that's because we have kept them out of power for good reason. Because
they would be so dangerous. They'd make so many...
Can you imagine?
They'd make so many horrible changes to society.
The amount of wars would skyrocket
in a number of days. No, I would think they would go down, which is so bad. Because if we don't have war, what is fueling the military-industrial complex?
It might go down for a little bit. Mm. But as soon as that monthly flow comes up, they're going to skyrocket because they have more testosterone in their body just pulsing through their veins, and that equals more war. But when men have testosterone, equals good.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
I do.
So men have testosterone, equal good war. Women have testosterone, bad
war. In case you didn't know, actually, when women are on their little monthly time, the amount of testosterone in their body is quite high, meaning the time when women are supposed to be very irrational and considered to be absolute monsters is actually the time when they resemble men the most. Isn't that so crazy, Becca? Isn't that just the silliest thing? But men are obviously still going to be superior.
When women have more testosterone, that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
100%. When men have more testosterone, or just their normal amount of testosterone, that's a great thing.
So good for them.
It's just a really exciting thing.
Mm.
Now, how do we feel about women in college specifically? Like, sorority girls? Should they be there?
I feel like I would ruin our friendship if I said...
No, I'm saying... But I just mean, in general, women in college.
Should women go to college?
I think no.
No. An educated woman is a dangerous woman,
exactly.
I think. You know?
No, that's
because
a very important statement.
When she starts reading those little books, and she's, you know, thinking those little thoughts...
When she
just poisoning her brain with all those silly little ideas about society.
We have a case study.
We do have a case study.
We have a case study. Because Miss Amelia Earhart, okay, she thought, I'm going to be the first woman to fly across the Atlantic.
Silly women.
And that's a
silly little woman
thing. The fact that she thought she could fly a plane.
Or even...
Nonetheless, like, read a book.
Oh, yeah.
I can't handle it. But... You know what she did?
What did she do, Becca?
She crashed.
She did. And then she was consumed by coconut.
She was consumed by coconut crabs.
I forgot to say crabs. I just said coconut. She was consumed by coconuts.
Coconut crabs. And this is because she was a woman.
It was. Those crabs were like, woman.
If she was a man.
She'd be alive.
She would not have been.
He would be alive.
Coconut crabs.
No. He wouldn't even die.
Yes.
Yeah, Emilio Earhart. Emilio Earhart would have flown that plane so well that he wouldn't crash into the island. The island would crash into him because he would just be so good.
Exactly.
And it would not be his
fault.
Because
but he would never have crashed.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. He didn't crash it. The island crashed into him.
The island wouldn't have even crashed into him, if you know what I'm saying.
He would have crushed the island. The island would have just disintegrated under him.
Exactly. And then he would have made it to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Amelia Earhart. She crashed.
She did. Crashed and burned.
We lost her.
She's gone.
What a woman moment. Okay?
Classic. You're so right. Moment. You know, the woman moment of just crashing and burning, I think, is just so ubiquitous to the female experience.
100%.
100%. Yeah.
And you know what's an even better woman moment?
Mm.
Just a classic woman moment. It is this one.
Right here.
And it is... Women
tripping
No, just women. Women as an entity.
Yeah, just existing.
Such a woman moment. Classic woman moment.
Total classic woman moment. Why would they want to exist? Why would they want to take up space?
Can you imagine how successful the world would be if it was just men?
Oh my god, so successful, you know, because
there would be no issues.
There would be zero issues.
There would be so much respect.
And the sex doll industry would just be popping off.
I think that, you know, women, you know what I love? My favorite
pastime.
What
do you love, Becca?
Do you want to know what I love?
I want to know.
Disrespecting women.
Oh my god.
It is my best favorite thing ever. To do. Women should not be respected.
They should not. You know why?
Why?
Because respecting women means that you like women.
Oh,
and exactly. Just if
we
you
don't like women.
No, because women don't have personalities. Women are just husks. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like nothing inside.
Exactly.
And just shopping and mall and
yeah, no personality.
Cooking in the kitchen.
Just object.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so here's what I'm saying.
What are you saying, Becca?
I am not a woman.
No.
I am simply just an evil spirit has just, what's that word?
Inhabited your body.
No, what's that word?
Not exorcism. Yeah. Exorcism is how we get it out.
A male spirit. So technically, this is a male's voice. This is me. This is a male
speaking through. I buy it.
Becca Mitchell. But here's a question, right? As a man,
me as a man.
I'm a man.
Oh.
But I'm saying from my perspective, I'm a man.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would love to disrespect women.
Yeah.
I want to disrespect women so bad.
It's so difficult to resist the urge.
But here's the issue.
What's the issue?
Women, the silly little things that they are.
The silliest.
They love a bad boy.
They do. It's so silly.
Disrespecting them. They're into it.
Yeah.
But I want to stay away from them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Absolutely. 100%
agreement.
I don't want
the women. I don't want their little emotions and feelings.
Oh, they're so gross.
And just...
Can you imagine just like experiencing an emotional attachment to another person? I could not.
No.
That sounds horrifying.
Could it not be me?
Never.
But here's the question.
Yeah, we still haven't said the question yet.
Here's the question. How do I disrespect women while also saving my virginity?
That's a great question. You know, I feel like the more you disrespect them, though, the less chance that they'd actually want to touch you in any way. So,
But here's the thing.
I mean, I know that they like the bad boys, But
I've been respecting women my whole life.
And you're still a virgin?
I'm still a virgin. And I want to stay that way.
Okay.
But so, I don't want to respect women.
So then just never be next to a woman again. You know who you can be? I was told a very interesting story today. There was once upon a time in Northern Greece. In a monastery far, far away, there lived a man.
Northern Greece.
There lived a man, a monk, actually. Just a man. This was a monk who had never seen a woman.
How old was he, though?
He was 93.
He was 93.
His mother died in childbirth.
He never saw her.
Never saw his mom. He grew up in a monastery around bald men.
Only men.
Only men.
This was a very secluded monastery.
Yes.
They were just serving God up in there.
All up in God's face there.
Yes.
And he died, you know, after 93 years.
At 93 years.
So they say that this is the only man in history who'd never seen a woman before.
And you know what? He lived the best life.
He did.
He never had to respect
a woman.
Can you imagine how incredible that must have been for him?
Oh, he must have enjoyed that.
He didn't have to deal with women's little emotions.
No. 93 years, no pussy.
Problems. You know, like, women, when you have to talk to them.
No.
And
you don't talk to women.
Issues.
No, you sit there and you hear the words they say.
when you respect women, they use you as a therapist. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then...
But then when you want to use them as a therapist, they're like, no, this is toxic, and you need to actually go to therapy. Like, what kind of a response is that? If I decide that I have so much emotional trauma, and you're the only one who knows how to process emotions, if I want to make you process my emotions for you, why can't I do that? Literally. Why do I have to go to therapy and actually talk to somebody trained to do this?
Exactly.
Like, why can't I just talk to you?
Men don't need therapy.
Men don't need therapy. Men just need women to talk to occasionally.
Man too strong for therapy.
Yeah. Sorry, the computer just totally shut off, but we're back now.
That's because that was such a woman moment.
Sorry,
the
demon left my body for a second, so I went back to being a woman and just could not control technology. It was a really terrifying time. I wouldn't want to be a woman ever again.
Exactly.
That woman moment was just too much for me. And I think I need to go to therapy now.
We have a question from our listener, and I'm going to give this for our audience to answer.
Oh, three of them?
There's two of them right now. But
did we lose one?
I don't really know. We had a peak of three.
That's crazy.
Anyways.
Did Ben Kitson leave? Ben, if you're out there, please tell us you're still here listening.
He didn't text me back, so...
Ben left.
He did leave.
That's okay.
But here we go. This is a question for the audience, of whom there are two. And this is also a question from the audience. Okay,
so really to the only other person back listening.
To you. So here we go, Leah. This is a question for you, as my audience right now in this situation. Women be like, let's be friends, right? And then they try to seduce you, right? And then they pull that I love you, okay? What is up with that? Where does that come from? You know what I mean? Such a woman moment.
That is such a woman moment. How do I deal with that?
Can I disrespect her or no?
Mm.
Can the anonymous person in this situation disrespect her or no?
Yeah, totally. I think you should totally disrespect her. I mean, that's her woman moment right there. She deserves it. She deserves that disrespect.
Exactly.
She really thought she had powers in this world, but no. No, because that role is for the men.
Exactly.
And she had the audacity to think that she could come out on top for that.
She had the audacity to think that a man might have the silly little emotions and feelings that she has?
That's so crazy.
How silly is that?
So silly.
Men don't have emotions.
Men don't. You know, it's clinically proven. The place where they should have emotions, it's just, like, the word battle royale. That's it.
You know,
just Fortnite dances.
I met someone who has never heard, sorry, meant to say felt, anxiety.
Oh my gosh.
The only times that
that's such a woman thing to experience.
Has felt anxious was when this person, a man, has lost his car keys.
That's such a man moment right there.
Such a man moment, but
also a woman moment.
I respect it. No, I respect that, because the woman moment is rather being anxious all the time.
No, the woman moment is, yeah, actually, that's pretty true.
That's what I'm saying. But here's another facet of this situation, okay? Mm-hmm. Why women disrespect men?
I wish I could tell you, Becca.
Why women disrespect men?
I think it's a response of centuries of oppression. You know, I think it's like a...
I mean,
but women aren't oppressed.
Debate.
But, like, if they were oppressed, I feel like... It might be a combination of, like, I don't really have that much power in my life anyways. So, like, disrespect men, get power. But also, it's fun.
And it is fun, but I feel like there is a point up into which it is fun. And once you cross that boundary, no more. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, I'm 100% in agreement. I totally am following your logic here.
This is when, if we get to somewhere, if the roles were to be reversed, it would be considered a crime. Do you understand what I'm saying?
A crime? Do you mean, like, in the legal terms of, like, our U.S. law, or...
I'm talking in a hypothetical alternate universe.
In the ASU.
Where there may
at
be
the Arizona State University.
Which is the entire country.
Yeah.
You know, if a woman was to do a thing, if a man had done
if a woman does an action thing, already, let's stop
it
there.
It would have been a crime. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
I have no idea. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Absolutely not.
Can you restate the question then?
Woman bad?
Question mark?
That was the question.
Why is this the... You know, I think this might be a topic.
The demon inside of me is telling me.
Well, I think the demon inside of you...
should see a therapist.
Should see a therapist, but also... Yeah, just please go to that person, tell them your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, crimes are bad.
Crimes
are all types of crimes. I mean,
but especially if it's committed by a woman.
Yeah. When women commit crimes, it's like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, you know you're not allowed to speak. So why are you acting?
Exactly.
Like, why are you like...
We should cut the tongues out of all women. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Have you seen Handmaid's Tale? I think they got the right idea.
Have you seen Hunger Games?
No, I'm talking Handmaid's Tale where they, like, sew their... So, if you haven't seen the TV show, I think they get it spot on. Because they just, you know, take some metal rings and then they just, like, close their mouth forever.
Oh, good.
I think that is the approach that we need to take for all women. Is... If women can't speak, they can't have, I mean, they can have opinions, we just won't have to hear them. We won't have to go through the process of actually being like, oh, she has something to say.
And she shouldn't have anything to say. And you know what?
What?
Coming full circle here.
Eggs.
Do you know why she shouldn't have, you know, the right to speak or have thoughts or emotions or anything?
Because she has an egg inside of her.
And you knew exactly where I was going.
I knew exactly.
It's
full circle.
She has eggs within her. Men don't have eggs.
Men don't. Well, they technically have like two, but
No, but those don't count because those are a very manly thing.
Oh yeah, no. Those are the manliest.
And women don't have those, so they don't count.
So now that we've come full circle
but
here.
We have completely come full circle.
We and really have.
The demon within me is telling me to shut up and that my woman voice should not be heard any longer.
My demon is telling me the same thing. So I think with that, I think we should put a close on our first ever woman-led. Sorry. Woman,
male demon.
Male demon puppeteering women body voices session of Study Sesh, part two, filling in for a certain presentation that normally happens at this scheduled time.
I'm not Bernadette.
And I'm definitely not Leah. And this has totally not been the pampered presentation.
I'm actually not.
Well, you know what?
Bernadette.
I'm not Leah either. I don't know who that is. Never met her in my life.
Oh my god,
she just doesn't exist.
Okay, well, this was
that
you,
and that
you
was
were
this
listening to WJRH.
You were
104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio
in
Easton, Pennsylvania.
But now, no longer.
No longer. That is.
See y'all next time.
Good morning.